So this was the sort of situation, it seems, that the Buddha wanted to prevent. And this is why he set forth the 8 important rules. He wanted to make quite sure that Mahaprajapati wanted to go forth for purely spiritual reasons. He wanted to make quite sure that she really wanted to go for refuge, really wanted to gain enlightenment. We can take the matter even farther than this. We've seen that Mahaprajapati tried to present the Buddha with a fait accompli. We've seen that she tried to force his hand, that she stood outside the porch weeping and wailing, that she tried to get her own way in a rather childish fashion. So we can see that in Mahaprajapati there was a strong element of what Blake calls the female will, capital F, capital W, and that she was, in a sense, from a certain point of view, almost an embodiment of that female will. We can say that the Buddha saw that before Mahaprajapati could truly go forth, that female will had to be annihilated, and the 8 important rules were intended to do this. Perhaps at this point I should say just a few words about what Blake means by the female will. According to Blake, in the unfallen individual with a capital I, reason and emotion are united. Masculine and feminine are united. The feminine portion, or counterpart, of the fundamentally bisexual individual is called the emanation, capital E, with the fall, capital F. I'm afraid I'm summarizing here rather rapidly. With the fall of man, reason and emotion are divided. The emanation is divided from the individual and takes the female form, and man is left what Blake calls a dark spectre, capital S. Worse still, the emanation, capital E, acquires a will of her own. And this female will, capital F, capital W, acts in opposition to her consort. As S. Foster Damon puts it, the emanation's self-centered pride seeks dominion over the male. She is jealous of all his activities and seeks to stop them by denying her husband his freedom. She is even jealous of her husband's labours, which take his attention from her, so she prevents his working. It is this kind of spirit, it seems, that the Buddha wanted to prevent from entering the Sangha. He wanted to curb the female will, and this is why he set forth the 8 important rules.